Trump calls Petro illegal drug dealer, ends all payments, subsidies to Colombia. By Nick Gilbertson on October 19, 2025. President Donald Trump rebuked far-left Colombian President Gustavo Petro on Sunday morning, calling him an illegal drug dealer and announcing the stoppage of payments and subsidies to the country. Trump blasted Petro in a Truth Social post. President Gustavo Petro, of Colombia, is an illegal drug leader strongly encouraging the massive production of drugs, in big and small fields, all over Colombia, Trump wrote. It has become the biggest business in Colombia, by far, and Petro does nothing to stop it, despite large-scale payments and subsidies from the USA that are nothing more than a long-term rip-off of America, he added. As of today, these payments, or any other form of payment, or subsidies, will no longer be made to Colombia, Trump declared. The purpose of this drug production is the sale of massive amounts of product into the United States, causing death, destruction, and havoc. Trump then said that if Petro does not address the killing fields in Colombia, then the United States will. Petro, a low-rated and very unpopular leader, with a fresh mouth toward America, better close up these killing fields immediately, or the United States will close them up for him, and it won't be done nicely, he concluded. Trump announced on Saturday that his administration carried out a strike on narco-terrorists, at least two of whom were from Colombia and Ecuador. The president said the boat was transporting enough drugs to kill 25,000 Americans. U.S. intelligence confirmed this vessel was loaded up with mostly fentanyl and other illegal narcotics. There were four known narco-terrorists on board the vessel, Trump wrote in a Truth Social post that included video of the strike. Two of the terrorists were killed. At least 25,000 Americans would die if I allowed this submarine to come ashore, he added. The two surviving terrorists are being returned to their countries of origin, Ecuador and Colombia, for detention and prosecution. Trump said that his administration would not tolerate narco-terrorists trafficking illegal drugs, by land or by sea. Petro said the man who was returned to Colombia would face prosecution. We are glad he is alive and he will be prosecuted according to the law, Petro said, per the AFP.